The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
It is Carlton v Collingwood, and for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, go and see the team there at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe. We've got an injured Blue who is here in the box with us. Nick Newman, obviously, welcome on board, K-Rock Football. Lovely for you to make your way up the stairs and be a part of the commentary lineup for our pre-match. But tell us, how long till you're back on? What's going on? How's the rehab running up?
Yeah, obviously missed last week and won't be out there today, and had a pretty solid session this morning with a few of the other boys in rehab, and yeah, it went pretty well, but I'll try and push my case for next week, but yeah, not 100% sure. It'll probably depend on how the week plans out, and yeah, it'll be within the next couple of weeks.
Are you a good observer of football, or do you get frustrated sitting in the stands? How do you go about it?
Luckily enough, I sort of haven't had to observe too much. I haven't had an injury for a while, so yeah, it wasn't a great first one to watch last week. Yeah, it was pretty hard to watch and frustrating. And yeah, I feel pretty helpless, so I'm not a great watcher. And I don't think many boys are, to be honest.
Your transition from the Swans to get to the Blues, what's been the most notable difference, obviously? Because your former team's not travelling all that well at the moment, and your current team's not travelling all that well.
Yeah. Look, the biggest difference was just the age profile, I think. You know, I got to Carlton and trained the first couple of weeks, so it was just the young boys, and you know, you go out for brekkie and there's 10 of us, and I was the oldest by about 4 or 5 years, and I was just like, Jesus wow. Christ, I'm really surrounded by a bunch of young blokes, and that's probably the biggest difference. I mean, we've got a few older guys that are really good leaders in Murph and Simo, but yeah, after that it just fell away in terms of the age. Like, they were just so young, so that just took a bit of adjusting. But yeah, that was the biggest difference.
Do you see that as an issue, Nick, at the moment, in the way, I suppose, that in games which the Blues should have won or could have won, do you see that inexperience at that lower end and not having that middle bracket as an issue in games?
Yeah, potentially. I think we've got a little bit of a middle bracket in terms of we brought a couple of guys in that age bracket, in myself, for Solo hasn't been out there, but Gov as well. But yeah, look, for us, the next step is those younger guys really having more of an influence on games consistently, and sort of more importantly, the back end of games. I think we sort of cost ourselves at times in the first, well, not so much last week, but the first six rounds, and that last quarter we sort of haven't been able to close out games, and that's probably a little bit of a factor in it. So for us, it's just educating those young guys and getting them up to speed with the game plan, so that if it is tight in the last quarter, everyone's on the same page and they know what to do.
Were you in the rooms before the game last week and the feeling before the game?
No, I wasn't. I was in there, but sort of had a few functions and stuff to do, so I was sort of in and out. But yeah, I don't have too much to do pre-game.
What was the feeling like? I mean, you said you don't like watching. What was it like watching that game last week?
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. Yeah, it's just frustrating sitting in the stands, not being able to do anything or have an influence. And, you know, we were pretty poor, especially in that first half. So myself and Garvin Cruz and the other guys watching, yeah, it was very frustrating.
Nick Newman in his first year with the Blues. Thanks to Prestige Jayco's in the box with us. Here's Pete Ryan.
Nick, moving to a new club, how have you found Brendan Bolton and how would you describe him as a coach?
Oh, I've loved him. You know, he's probably a little bit different to Horse in a couple of different ways, but yeah, he's really energetic, he's passionate, he's been a great support for me in coming into a new club, and really backed me in and given me a lot of confidence, and that's something I've really loved since I've got there, and yeah, I've really enjoyed him. But yeah, he's a very passionate man, and he's frustrated with the way we're going, and like all of us, so yeah, he's a hard worker, like all the boys, and I think he instills that in the group in terms of the only way we're going to turn it around is hard work, and he sort of leads from the front in that way.
We see his very intense moments, and you said he's different to Horse. How would you describe his, you know, style in terms of, you know, is he always that intense, or how would you describe it?
Oh, look, he has a pretty good balance. I think you have to be intense at times as a coach, and sort of hit blokes between the eyes when it's a necessary and the time's there to do it, but he's pretty good at sort of doing that and then moving on and being able to just have a laugh and have a joke. You know, you can't be too serious all the time at footy clubs, or else it just won't be a good place to be around. So I think he's got a pretty good balance in that sense.
Nick, just wanted to ask you about Matty Cruiser. The game that he came back against the Western Bulldogs, you guys played really, really well, had a great win. And then for the first half or two and a half quarters against Hawthorn, you were excellent when he was out in the ground. He goes off injured. You end up losing to the Hawks, and then obviously you didn't have Cruz last week. How important is he to the way that you guys play and how you structure up? Because it appears that he's so influential when he's out there.
Yeah, he is. His record speaks for itself this year in terms of this sort of six quarters that he's played and been fully fit. We've played really good footy, and I've only obviously had a small sample of playing with him, but I love playing with him, and I think all the boys have that same feeling when we play with him, because we know he's going to give 100% of the time, and his follow-up and his effort is sort of as good as it gets as a ruckman. He's another midfielder in there, and he's worked below his knees, and some of the stuff he does is unbelievable, but yeah, just his competitive nature is the stuff that we love, and it's great to have him back out there today. And I think against a good ruckman, Grundy, it'll be a good battle between those two.
What about the connection that he has with Paddy Cripps? I mean, sometimes I think we comment from the outside saying that it's almost like Paddy wants to get the team and put you guys on his back and carry him through. Do you see the chemistry between them in particular?
Well, yeah, Paddy's obviously sort of been our number one midfielder for a few years now, and Crew's the number one ruck, so they've got a really good chemistry, and you sort of see that out there on game day. But the challenge is to try and get that chemistry with all the mids, and I think we're seeing a few young boys really start to step up in that area of the ground, and it's going to be really pleasing to see Samo, who's playing his 50th game today, and Zach Fisher, the way they're coming along, they're going to form a really good bond in there and connection with Crew, so hopefully they can all be on the same page and have a good game today.
It's Nick, it's been a commonly referred to as a rebuild over the last 4 or 5 years with Bolton at the helm. You know, Samo's, as you said, playing his 50th game today, and players are getting games into him. How far away do you think your team is from actually being consistently competitive and pushing themselves up the ladder? And what do you need for that to occur?
Well, I think the biggest thing we need for that to occur is just everyone to play good, consistent footy. And I think as a group, we've got some guys that play good quarters, and as a group, we're sort of doing that at the moment, and that's costing us. We play a really good half or a really good quarter, and then we fall away for a quarter and get six or seven kicked against us, and we sort of haven't been able to adjust and stop momentum enough. So that's going to be the biggest thing that's going to give us an ability to win games consistently. And we think we're pretty close. I mean, we've played, apart from last week, we have played some really good footy and pushed teams and been in games and probably should have won more. So it's just coming down to some crucial decisions at crucial moments. So we don't think we're too far away in that sense.
Nick, where's Matthew Kennedy? First round draft pick, obviously the club got him across from the Giants. I think most supporters would have had him in the best 22 at the start of the season. He's played a fair bit of footy in the VFL this year. Played a pretty good game last week, but yet to get a game this season?
Yeah, Matty's obviously hasn't played a game this year, and that's pretty tough for him as a first-round draft pick, and he's playing some good footy in the twos. And he had a little bit of a niggle sort of around that JLT mark, which probably cost him a little bit. And then it's just about stringing good games together, which I feel like he's done. He's emergency today, so I feel like he's pretty close. But, we've got some guys in there who are playing some pretty good footy in terms of Fish, Samo, Cripper, Wolf Setterfield's back, who was playing well before he got suspended. Paddy Dow's in there. So, the hard thing for him is not being able to get in, but he's doing everything right. He's just got to keep knocking the door down. He was emergency today, so I think he's pretty close, and he's just got to keep backing up good performances of VFL, and he'll get an opportunity, no doubt.
And you mentioned that young group in the midfield with Cripps, pretty small bodies. Could you see maybe an opportunity today for Ed Curnow to maybe go back to an old tagging role that he played in the past, just to give Cripps a chop out in regards to that? I mean, you could see last week with the bigger bodies against North Melbourne that they really targeted Cripps early in that game, Cunnington and Zeeble. There's an opportunity today just to let Ed go into the middle and maybe play on a penalty?
Oh, look, maybe potential. I don't think he'll start there. I think he'll probably still play that half forward, maybe a little bit of wing with Lockie O'Brien going out. I think they've brought Setters in, so he'll probably play a fair bit inside. He's a bigger bodied mid, so I think he'll get the first opportunity in there, but it's pretty handy to have Ed out on the wing, who we can throw in there if need be, but I think he'll start on the wing and half forward at this stage.
Nick, you mentioned the age profile and obviously different from Sydney. How have you found your role change and how difficult is it coming into a side and being probably one of the leaders all of a sudden and having to organise the back line and so on?
Yeah, look, my sort of role changed a little bit in terms of, as you said, the age profile. I'm one of the older guys there. Luckily enough, I've been at a great club with a great culture in Sydney and learnt so much from so many great leaders.
Climb goalposts.
Yeah, the captain's climb a goal. I don't think we'll see Cripper doing that today. He wouldn't be able to get up there. But yeah, I have sort of tried to be a little bit of a leader and part some of my knowledge in terms of what some of the best guys in the comp do and as a group at Sydney. And yeah, I've sort of really loved that opportunity. As far as being a leader down back, I think we're pretty lucky. We're probably got the most leaders in that sense in that area of the ground in terms of Simo, Daisy, who's not a leader but he's an older guy, Jacob Wiedering starting to come along, Lockie Plowman was in the leadership group last year. So I think we've got a pretty good balance down there as a back group. But yeah, this year it's been nice to be able to be a bit more of a leader, a bit older.
We noticed when Simo went off against Hawthorn, it had a big impact. How much of as inexperienced do you think cost you those couple of games, Gold Coast?
Oh, yeah, look, we would have liked, obviously, Simo to stay out there. And then, obviously, when I went off, we had to throw, I think Murph went down there. So it probably cost us a little bit, but we're sort of not making any excuses for that. No matter who's out there, they've got to be on the same page and play their role. So it's cost us a little bit in terms of Hawthorn and Gold Coast, but the biggest thing is that we've addressed it, we've learnt from it, and hopefully it doesn't happen again.
I mean, the club probably hasn't played a better quarter of footy in the last 3 or 4 years in that first quarter against the Hawks. What happened in that game?
Yeah, it was probably the first half, to be fair. I think our first quarter was awesome and our second quarter was really good. And
you can say I went off.
I went off at the start of the last and I think they kicked 5 or 6 in the third, so there's no merit to that.
That stopping momentum of the opposition team in critical times of the game just to maybe get the game back on your own terms. So even if you're not scoring yourself, just to stop their momentum has been a real struggle this year.
Yeah, you're right. You know, instead of teams kicking 2 or 3 and stopping momentum, they've sort of seemed to kick 5 or 6, which has really hurt us. And, I think we've just got to do a better job of stopping momentum, possessing the ball, slowing the game down a bit.
Talking with Carlton's Nick Newman for Prestige Jaco. Here's Drew Jones.
Nick, just wanted to find out if you heard what Paddy Cripps said on a podcast with Scott Pendlebury during the week. He spoke about the fact that he maybe, as a WA boy, would have the option to go home and play for West Coast and try and win a flag. But building from the ground up at Carlton, he felt like the journey was more important and that it would mean that much more if he was able to win a flag as a Blue. What does it mean to a teammate to hear him talk about the club that way?
Yeah, I did hear it and sort of was out in the media a bit, and I'm pretty good mates with Cripper, and it doesn't surprise me at all that he said those comments. He's as passionate and as loyal as you get, and the effort he puts in to improve his own game, but probably more importantly to drag other guys with him. If you see him day to day and the amount of work he puts into himself and others, those comments are no surprise. But I think it is a bit of a lifter hearing your captain speak about your club and your team that way, and I think he's spot on. We haven't been winning games, but we're as close as they've ever been from all reports as a group, and we love hanging around each other every day. We love working together, so it's something that would be pretty special, and it was great to hear Paddy speak about us like that.
You answered my question. I was going to ask about Paddy Cripps, but I'll ask about Sam Walsh, the impression he's given you first up. I know we've heard in the media, and what is he like? Is it true that he's the worker that he sounds like he is, and had a little bit to do with him playing against him in tack up footy, but how's he impressed you?
Yeah, he's amazing, Walshy. Everything they've said about how hard he works is 100% true and more probably. From the moment he stepped in, he just worked his ass off and always asking questions. And, for a number one draft pick, he didn't come in arrogant. He didn't think he knew it all. There was none of that at all. And, he worked his ass off, but just as impressive as he asked questions. He wants to learn. And it's great to see it all paying off in the way it started the year.
Nick, as a Geelong base station, talking about a couple of the other, Hugh Goddard, close to getting a game, you think, an emergency today, close to getting a game for the Blues after the transfer?
Yeah, I think he was pretty close. Big, huge Goddard. He has put together a really solid month of VFL footy, and he's done some good jobs. And he played on Ben Reid a few weeks ago in the VFL and did a pretty good job. So I think he was heavily considered today, and I think he'd probably get an opportunity this year if he keeps going the way.
And another former Cat, Darcy Lang, Nick.
Yep. Lang, he missed a whole lot of pre-season. He pretty much didn't do any pre-season. And I think he's been back in the VFL for about a month now. So, it was just about building his match fitness, and he's starting to get a bit of a footy. And, he's not too far away either.
As we let you go, tell us about your mate, Dane Rampey. Have you ever considered climbing a goalpost? Is that a Sydney sort of thing to do? Tell us about Dane. Tell us about his mindset and what would possess a man to suddenly go, you know what, see these cushions, they're going to jump 8 feet up them.
Yeah, it was a weird thing to see on the footy field, but anyone that knows Ramps, it sort of doesn't surprise you. He's a weird and wonderful bloke. I love Ramps. He's a ripper, and he's a great leader, but... he's a bit odd at times. He's a different cat, his dress sense, and he thinks outside the box. So if anyone was going to do it, it was Ramps. And it was very interesting to see, and I'm glad it didn't cost him a game.
Yeah, how would John Longmire have viewed that potentially?
Not well, by the sounds of it.
A few expletives probably, and a few doors shut, but... he would have been interesting to see his reaction, tell you that much.
Nick, you've been generous with your time. We do appreciate it on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to the Blues as well. So good luck in getting back on the surface.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Nick Newman, injured blue at the moment. Hopefully back next week for his sake and also the Blues as well. Prestige, JK, pre-match interview. Thanks to Tony and John. The rest of the team, could 2019 be your year to jump in a JK? Go and see the team at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe.
The Prestige JK pre-game interview.